And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, June 25th, 2018. I find it interesting that over the weekend we saw women in Saudi Arabia get the right to drive, and everybody was applauding that and so excited, and rightfully so. As one of the individuals who had one of the sheiks, it is so chic for women to drive now, but one of the sheiks, one of the princes of Saudi Arabia had one of his daughters driving him, and he said, we have now entered the 21st century. No, they've entered the 20th century, about 100 years late, but Saudi Arabia has finally entered the 20th century. But I'm going to tell you what's in store for you in the 21st century. When it comes to driving, when it comes to freedom, everybody is so excited about the fact that they have the liberty to drive. And yes, it is a very liberating thing, isn't it? It's amazing to me how at the same time, everybody is fawning over the newfound liberty of women in Saudi Arabia. They are doing everything they can and not reporting on it for the most part, folks. This is the unreported news about how the ban on your driving, the ban on your ownership of transportation, the ban on your freedom of mobility is moving ahead very rapidly and very, very quietly. Shh, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. They're coming for the cars. And it's the people, like I tweeted out over this weekend, the globalist pushing elitists, the globalists, like Richard Branson, saying, we're not banning cars soon enough. Yes, you've got it down there to ban all internal combustion engines, not just diesel, but gasoline as well by 2040. Well, we need to step that up. We need to do it by 2023, 5 years away. I don't know. I think they'll probably settle on 2030. That seems to be the year that all of these people have focused on, 2030. I keep seeing that date come up over and over again for the last 10 years, quite frankly. You know, we had the broad UN Agenda 21. Sometime in the 21st century, we're going to pack everybody in the cities and we're going to take away their freedom of mobility. We're going to track everything that they do. We're going to track their every movement. We're going to tax their every movement. We're going to stuff them into tiny micro apartments, 200 square feet or less, significantly less. They're going to pack you into a little tube. That's where you'll be able to sleep. And the rest of the time, you won't have any privacy whatsoever. They changed that from the UN Agenda 21 sometime in the 21st century. They got very specific about it, UN 2030 Agenda. They did that in 2015. And then, of course, we have had so many other indications of this. If you look at every globalist plan, whether it's the Paris Climate Treaty or things, every plan coming out of the UN, it always seems to come down to 2030. You know, I've talked about this in the past, the fourth turning. Strauss and Howe. The they weren't political scientists by training, but yeah, they had some amazing insights into the cycles of history. And they believe, actually one of them's died, but the other one who is still surviving. These are the two guys, by the way, that gave us the moniker, moniker Lewinsky. They gave the moniker of millennial to this generation that we're dealing with now. They coined that term. Millennial. They have some great insights. You know what they call the next generation? I think it's Neil Strauss who's still alive. He calls them the homelanders. They love rules and they're going to get them big and hard. The homelanders. Yeah. But anyway, he said that he believed that the seminal event that they've been talking about for decades was going to come. Actually happened with the global financial meltdown crisis in 2008. He believes that we have already started this fourth turning. A fourth turning that is like the Depression and World War II. Like the Civil War before it. Like the Revolutionary War before that. About 70 to 80 years, each of these cycles or so. And he believes that that's going to culminate, guess when? 2029. It keeps coming to 2030. We're going to tell you what that looks like. We're also going to have Joel Skousen as our guest today. We're going to take a look at North Korea and China developments. And we're going to talk about the unraveling Mueller investigation. Stay with us. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, June 25th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. As I said at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about what they're not telling you. Of course, the mainstream media, the big story that so many people have picked up, every mainstream media article has picked up the story of Saudi women being allowed to drive. Well, I'm going to tell you the story that they're not telling you about driving. How there are rapid movements to ban all humans from driving. And we're going to talk about that because it is a big deal. It is a liberating thing to be able to move around. It was a rite of passage for people of my generation, but the millennials don't really see it that way. And they're about to lose that freedom without even understanding what they ever had. Not even understanding what they had. We're going to talk about also some Supreme Court issues. The primary is coming up tomorrow. The Mueller investigation unraveling. Joel Skousen is going to be joining us to talk about North Korea and China. But real quickly, let's just talk a little bit about this hatred that unveiled itself over the weekend. You know, Roseanne Barr said in her interview, tearful interview, "I made myself a hate magnet." No, you didn't. No, you didn't. What you did was no different than the kind of humor that we used to have from Don Rickles and every comedian 40, 50 years ago. Now, whether or not people think that's funny or not, whether or not that's their cup of tea, it wasn't worthy of being taken off. And the double standard that is there, quite obviously, when we look at what happened with Pato Fonda, and the comments that he had to make, hasn't hurt his career whatsoever. Didn't even get him booted off of Twitter. It's absolutely amazing to see this double standard. And then we see it with Sarah Sanders this weekend with the restaurant owner. These people are owning this. They are expanding this. And we actually have a guy who was involved with the campaign, the Hillary Clinton campaign, talking about how this is a violation of the law and so forth. Now, drawing parallels to the wedding cake situation, let me tell you the only parallel between this and the wedding cake situation. Yes, they both involved the right of the owner to throw people out. Not throw people. He didn't throw anybody out of his bakery shop. It's totally different. But what I'm saying is it's about the right of private ownership. He did not throw them out. As a matter of fact, he said, "I would sell them anything that they wanted in the bakery shop. I wasn't going to participate, however, in their ceremony." There's a difference. It's a distinction. They refused to serve Sarah Sanders. But instead of trying to put them out of business, instead of, let's say, arresting them with the powers of the administration, or instead of, as we're going to see, John McCain and Obama trying to target conservative groups to put them out of business with the IRS, instead of doing any of that, she just left. But because you talked about that and mentioned it, now we've got somebody with the Hillary Clinton campaign over the weekend saying, "Well, I think she violated ethics by talking about the hatred of the people who asked her to leave and refused to serve her at all." See, the left in their hatred will take Roseanne off of the air. They will try to persecute this baker, this small baker, all the way to the Supreme Court. When you talk about monopolies and refusal of service, nobody wants to talk about what's going on with Google and Twitter and Facebook, except the people who are being censored, the conservative outlets and so forth. The left doesn't care about that anymore. They don't care about censorship. They want that to happen because of their hatred. That's the double standard that they have. And so the Trump administration, Sarah Sanders, they're not trying to punish these people. They're just simply saying, isn't this amazing, the level of hatred? And it is amazing. And we can see it with NPR. NPR coming out saying the Trump staffers are hypocrites for eating at a Mexican restaurant. So Nielsen, the Homeland Secretary, deserves what she got when she got trolled by a proud socialist who works for, guess who, the Department of Justice. You know, that other article that came out of Business Insider a few days ago, how young Trump staffers are complaining that they can't date in D.C. because everybody hates them. Well, of course they do. They're leftists. They're also psychopaths. You don't want to date them. Go watch that movie, Fatal Attraction, with Glenn Close, and see why you don't want to date women like that. Be happy that they won't date you if you are a young Trump staffer in D.C. You don't want women like that. Son, stay away from those type of women. And then there's also the Portland occupiers now shutting down the ICE office. Got people publishing the addresses of people who work for the Border Patrol, people who work for immigration control. They're pushing this. They want to kill people. Yeah, I actually had Orrin Hatch saying, hey, if we're now going to split into Democrat and Republican restaurants, can I keep this buffet here that I eat at all the time? A little bit of humor there from somebody who is getting out just in time. It really is insane. And this article on the Hill, the strategic blunder of Trump as Hitler. Yeah, that's Goodwin's Law there. Eventually the argument will go to calling somebody Hitler. And the person who resorts to that is the one who's losing the argument. And that's why they're calling Trump Hitler. And that's why they are jumping the shark with their accusations, trying to compare these children who are separated, as Obama separated over 72,000 children from their illegal immigrant parents who are violating the law. Look, I understand a lot of people look at this and they say, well, look at all the parents who are being separated from their children because of marijuana prohibition. And I understand. I find that outrageous. So I understand these people don't think that crossing the border is a crime. I don't think that smoking pot is a crime. It's not a crime under the Constitution. We have the 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment, which show clearly the 10th Amendment says you don't have the power to prohibit anything. The 18th Amendment says that once upon a time we had a government that obeyed the 10th Amendment and the Constitution because they passed the 18th Amendment so they could prohibit alcohol. There is no amendment to prohibit marijuana. So it's not against the law, Jeff. And you can save that discussion for Romans 13 for another day. But I understand the outrage of people when they have parents separated from their children because the parents are being processed for a crime that they don't think is a crime. They don't think it's a crime to go across the borders. They won't say that they advocate for open borders, but that's really where they're coming from. But as I pointed out last week, the real problem is the number of parents who are separated from their children permanently and not because they even committed an imaginary crime. You may not agree with the law, supposed law about marijuana. You may not agree with the law on the borders. But we have an out-of-control CPS all across this country and law enforcement who believe that American parents do not get due process when they decide that they want to take the children. Now that is a problem. That is a tragedy, and that's something we should all pay attention to. When they can take your property without even charging you with a crime, let alone convicting you, when they can take your children when you haven't committed a crime, when they can blackmail you, say, we're going to throw you in jail and take your kids. Maybe if you sign this piece of paper, we might put your kids with family members, but we're going to take them one way or the other. So you just better sign this agreement here. That's blackmail. That kind of stuff goes on in America all the time. Nobody is crying tears for that. I understand when people get angry when children are separated from parents because you don't agree with the crime that is on the books. Sometimes that crime, as I point out, is something that is not even constitutionally enacted. We've got Oklahoma has medical marijuana initiative that's going to be voted on. And Oklahoma, conservative Oklahoma, Okies going to be taking Tokies. And because it looks like conservatives have finally seen through this fraud. The sad thing about it is that people have looked at this and they don't see the comprehensive fraud. They don't understand the principle. They only see marijuana because it is such a glaring lie. But they still allow the government to kick the drugs out of our hands, whether it's the FDA or the DEA. We can't do anything without their permission. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Well, women in Saudi Arabia, as they say on USA Today, are finally hitting the road as a long-time driving ban ends. They have finally won the right to drive in Saudi Arabia. And this is really kind of a two-for. This is something that the Crown Prince was celebrated for a year ago. He held press conferences in his capital and ours, bragging about how he was going to allow women to finally drive. How liberated of the Islamic State. these people that are head-chopping allies out there, they're finally going to allow women to drive, kind of. You're still going to have the permission of men to go places, right? You got male guardians and so forth. You better have their permission or they're escorting you. But they'll let you get behind the wheel. And so he got celebrated last year all over the world for being so liberal and so open-minded as to allow women to actually get behind the wheel of a car. And then it didn't happen because he delayed it for a full year. And now he gets it, all the praise and adulation, yet again. Here we are, a year later. This is USA Today, the sound of revving engines, filled roadways and parking lots. Gentlemen, start your engines. I mean, women, start your engines, right? This is like NASCAR. better pay up on your insurance here. There's a lot of new drivers hitting the road. They said that this is the last country to lift its ban on women driving. Oh, who are the other ones that banned women? Oh, I think that would be Muslim countries, wouldn't it? Islamic law? We never had a ban on women driving cars in the United States. That's an Islamic thing. But we don't want to point that out. That would be politically incorrect to point that out. NPR reports that Saudi Arabia lifts ban on women drivers. Yahoo, celebrations and tears as Saudi Arabia overturns a ban on women driving. Now women have their freedom. Oh, what? What is freedom? Oh, yes, mobility, isn't it? Being able to move around. That's freedom, isn't it? Euphoria mixed with disbelief as women posted online videos of driving themselves to work. Saudi women driving for the first time in their country without fear of arrest brought tears to my eyes. I am happy and relieved that girls in Saudi will live a little bit freer than their mothers. Yes, it is about freedom, isn't it? The freedom to move is a fundamental human right. We don't have anything in the Bill of Rights that protects our ability to move about freely, do we? And that may be a problem, although not necessarily so. We have the First Amendment, which protects our freedom of speech. And our free exercise of religion, those seem to be under attack in spite of that. We have the Second Amendment, which is constantly under attack. They are constantly taking away our freedoms to keep and bear arms. So just because you have freedoms from God that you possess as a human being, that we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights and government, you can't take them away. And here are some of them, the freedom of speech, the freedom to exercise religion, the freedom to keep and bear arms for our self-defense. And then we put those clauses in there. It's like, oh, and by the way, if we left anything out, that doesn't mean that we've given up on it. We still retain those rights. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment, we still retain those rights. And the states still retain powers, not rights, powers. People have rights, states had powers. Now we don't have rights. Now the states don't have powers. Just as we saw with the Supreme Court decision last week. I think everybody missed the point when they were talking about whether or not it was a good thing to have sales tax collected when nobody has a physical presence in a particular state. You can argue on either side of that. I'd said as they were talking about this a couple of months ago, as they were hearing arguments and so forth before they came out with their decision, I gave you the view that I subscribe to, which is that Amazon and the big online retailers have already eviscerated the brick and mortar retailers. And now this law is going to allow them to eviscerate the online retailers that they're competing against, because it will give them, the big guys, an advantage. And that's the way that a lot of people see this. Some of the people who have brick and mortar stores say, oh, that's good, because that'll give us a chance to compete against online sales. But the people who are trying to compete online say that's going to be the final nail in the coffin for us. But you can argue that point back and forth. And you can have different opinions about that, just like you can have different opinions about marriage. But the problem is that the Supreme Court and the federal government in general inject themselves into our lives in the most minute detail, into things that they don't have any authority. And so what they have done with this decision is to say that the states don't have powers. This is something that it destroys the jurisdictional boundaries of the state and puts them in as merely representation of this all-powerful seeing eye government at the very top. And that's what I have a problem with. Yet again, ignoring the 10th Amendment. But let's get back to the real issue here. I feel free as a bird, says one of the Saudi women. I always knew this day would come, but it came fast and sudden. I feel free like a bird. Good, good. I'm glad. It is a freeing thing to be able to move around. As I said at the top of the hour, many people my age understand what a rite of passage that was. The freedom to be able to get a car. I remember it was a freeing thing when I got a bicycle. I could go anywhere I wanted to. Now my parents would be picked up by CPS. I would be separated from them if I was driving my bike around, traveling around on my own independent, or doing the kinds of things that we used to do. Not as bad as what the little rascals used to do, but yeah, we had pretty free upbringing when I was a kid. Any free-range kids like that are going to be targeted by CPS today. But when I got close to driving age, I wanted to get a job so I could get a car. Now our kids can't get a job because we have illegal aliens. We have foreign citizens who have come here illegally taking their jobs. And of course, even if they had a job, they've been pretty much regulated out of getting a license. The restrictions and everything that are on it are, and the insurance prices are so restrictive that they don't have anything to aspire to. And they don't really aspire to any freedom. Saudi Prince Al-Waleed is driven by his daughter. And he says, Saudi Arabia has just entered the 21st century. Like I said at the top of the hour. No, they've entered the 20th century about 100 years late. But let me tell you, as we go through this, it's not freedom for Saudi Arabia. First of all, even though they have done this, this is merely posturing, in the same way that the announcement a year ago was posturing. MBS, the crown prince, as Zero Hedge points out, be able to take credit for the economic windfall. Women are going to drive up the demand for cars. Of course, auto insurance is going to go way up. And they charge women 10 times as much to get a driver's license as they do men. How's that for equality? They're going to have Saudi families are also expected to save billions of dollars on chauffeurs. So they had to have chauffeurs to drive the women around. Now they're going to save money. But, of course, when they talk about your ability to move around, they tell you, oh, you want to have Uber or Lyft or Ford or GM or Volvo drive you around in their robot chauffeured cars because that's going to be so much cheaper. No, it isn't. Whenever you rent anything, especially you rent by the ride, that is far more expensive. So they're going to save some money on chauffeurs. They're going to get a little bit of freedom. What's going to happen to us, though? I'll tell you the side of the story that nobody is talking about, as they get so happy about the newfound liberty of women. They're going to take away the rights of everybody.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, extract and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. So you'll see all the mainstream media
so excited
that women now have the right to drive in Saudi Arabia. Now, as I read you all the quotes, they're talking about their freedom, their liberty, how wonderful it is to be able to move around freely, and yet they don't want to talk about how those freedoms are being taken away from us. We have the globalists, the elitist, constantly plotting about this. If it's ever reported, it's only reported by one or two outlets. Nobody ever talks about this in the larger context of freedom like they do for the Saudi women trying to get liberated from Islam. And that's what's oppressing them is Islam. What is about to oppress us are the globalist billionaires. And I'm going to tell you how this plays out. I tweeted out the article that I thought was just absolutely amazing. We have Richard Branson, the guy who owns airlines. I mean, you talk about the hypocrisy of these celebrities who fly around the world to climate conferences talking about how you and I have to have our refrigerators and our air conditioners and our cars taken away from us. We got to turn out our lights, but then they jet around the world. The jet set, the globalist jet set. Well, he's the poster child for this. So as he stands there in his with his private race car, telling us that we got to have all of our cars taken away from us. This is the hypocrisy, the elitism, the globalism of these people. Folks, where the rubber meets the road on global tyranny is with the automobile. And you better understand that. Yes, they want to shut down our freedom of speech. They want to shut down the way that we communicate with each other. Yes, they want to take away our ability to shoot back, to fire back at them. That's why they want to take the firearms away from us. But folks, if they can take away our mobility, our freedom, then we become like these Saudi women before yesterday. We become wards of the state. We have to hire chauffeur-driven cars to take us around. We can rent them by the ride, and it's going to be very expensive, but they will be able to track everything that we do. So this guy with his commercial airlines, this guy with his private racing cars, is out there saying that we have to have a ban on all gasoline and diesel cars. And we got to bring it forward to 2025. I'm sorry. 2025. That's when it has to be. He's talking about 2023 in one aspect here. But yeah, that's what it is. And it's going to be people like Richard Branson. They're still going to have their cars, whether they're electric. They may even allow themselves to have gasoline cars, give themselves an exemption on that. But they will be the ones who can drive anywhere they want at any speed that they want. They'll be able to afford the hypercars. That's why you keep seeing going from supercars to hypercars. They keep getting more and more expensive because more and more wealth is being concentrated in the hands of a few people. They're the only ones who are going to be able to travel. The only ones who'll be able to afford a car. We look at some of the things owned by this hypocrite, Richard Branson. 15 expensive things owned by UK billionaire Sir Richard Branson from listhogs.com. Number one, his giant estate, 4,000 acres. Number two, his giant yacht. And then we go on and on and on. We've got his underwater plane. Just when you expect to see Richard Branson flying on one of his giant airplanes, think again, as you may in fact find him somewhere under the ocean in his own personal submarine plane. Yeah, these are the types of people who say, we have to step up the banning on automobiles for everybody else. Then he's not just his own private submarine, his own private estate. He's also got a 60-foot-long spaceship, the VSS Enterprise. Flying into space is a dream for most people, and it was expected to become a reality for Sir Richard Branson. Except in October 2014, the ship crashed during a test flight. But they're now building another one for him because, you know, money is no object. This is like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Because this guy's got private islands as well. Yes, and there's more. Where's Robin Leach when we need him? He's got a safari lodge, an amazing game reserve in South Africa. Here's one of his islands, Mosquito Island. He has another place in the Atlas Mountains. He's got a London mansion. Oh, he just sold that. Okay, well, then he's got another island. This guy likes islands. Makepeace Island. Roof gardens in central London. Another island, Necker Island. Do you see a pattern here of islands that this guy likes to have? he's got just one place after the other, and then the Falcon 900EX with a cruising altitude of 36,000 feet, a speed of 662 miles per hour. Sir Richard Branson is certainly not hanging around when he boards his Falcon 900EX. It's thought that he paid roughly $36 million for this private jet. So do you think he's going to be zooming around the landscape when everybody else is locked up into the cities under Agenda 21 or the UN Agenda 2030. And of course, he likes his islands because the Nexium cult had sex parties there at his private island where Obama also partied. This article going back to May 2nd, Infowars.com. Members of the Hollywood sex cult Nexium hosted seminars and lavish sex parties on Richard Branson's private Caribbean island in a bid to recruit him, according to a whistleblower. In 2007, Nancy Saltzman came back from the Necker seminar and told me that Richard Branson was there. I was told the reason they staged the seminars on his private island, Necker Island, Necker Island, not Naked Island, was that they hoped to recruit Branson into the organization. One of his spokesmen said, he's never heard of this guy. nor has he ever met him. There's absolutely no association. However, he had endorsed him on their website. Richard Branson said of these people, he said, the tools this sex cult offers, the tools you have for compassionately dealing with complex ethical and global issues, always global. It's not only unique, but also extremely valuable, and it makes for an innovative approach to transforming our society. Yeah, it is kind of an innovative approach for transforming our society, but they got a lot of innovative approaches for transforming our society. It fundamentally comes down to putting us in the cities and taking away our internal combustion engines, because those are reliable and durable and affordable. When we look at the way that this is playing out, what they won't tell you as they brag about the newfound freedom of these women who have been oppressed for centuries under Islam in Saudi Arabia, what they won't tell you is how they are actively working to ban all cars in the cities. And of course, one of the individuals besides Richard Branson who is at the forefront of this, of course, is Mayor Sadiq Khan of London. You know, they're getting ready to start to have ultra low emission zones. ULEZs, I guess they call that, what's what we do in the U.S. I don't know if they call them ULEZs. U-L-E-Z, ultra low emission zones. And those are going to start in October of 2021. So we're just about 3 years away. But maybe Richard Branson can get this moved up a little bit. But as he's trying to move it up, you've got Mayor Sadiq Khan moving it on out. He's moving out the barriers because they had a central area of London that was rather small. That was going to be the ultra low emission zone. And now they have announced plans to expand it to make something that is 18 times larger. Huge. And what are they going to do there? Well, that means that if you have, if you're inside that zone, whether you live there, whether you're a resident or not in those ULEZ areas, you're going to pay £12.50. That's about $16.60 a day every day that you use your car. So use your car, send them about $17. That's about $500 a month, about $6,000 a year that you're going to have to pay to use your car. But that's only if you have an older, cheaper car. You know, if you've got a brand new Bentley, you know, people like Sir Richard Branson, you buy a brand new car, even if it's a luxury car, even if it doesn't have great emissions just because it's a newer car, they won't pay anything. So you've got a classic car or you've got an old economy car, they're going to hit you $17 a day. See, these things always fall on the poor people, while the people like Richard Branson skate through this thing without having anything done to them. And you're not going to get any discount if you've got a car that is 15 years old or just a diesel vehicle that is more than 6 years old. The diesel's got to go first. And then they've got other cities following suit. Birmingham and Leeds also doing the same thing. You think it's not going to come to the United States? You think that because you like your car, you can keep your car? No, no, no. They can make it unaffordable. And then they can just come out down the road with an outright ban. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk a little bit about the collapse of Jeff Sessions' war on marijuana. I wish we could have the war on drugs collapse. I wish we could have the FDA collapse, that unconstitutional agency that tells us that we can't take medication without the government's prior permission. Presuming to try to, and of course, they don't put any prohibitions on big pharmaceutical drugs like opioids. No, they're focused on prohibiting natural substances. That's really what their focus is. To take out the competitors to big pharma. And that's really what's behind this marijuana prohibition to begin with. And we're going to give you a little bit of news about that. What's happening with Monsanto as they lay their plans to now take over what they tried to prohibit. Now they're going to try to take over the marijuana issue. So we're going to be right back with that news. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a couple of things that we put on deep discount. First of all, we got Immune Gargle. And of course, this is the all sizes combo. It comes in a spray bottle, and then it comes in a larger refill bottle, and then an even larger refill bottle. If you get all three of those together, all three sizes, so you have two refill bottles in different sizes as well as the initial spray. And of course, we call it Immune Gargle because it has nano silver in it. Nano silver is a great way to have a topical way to kill virus and bacteria. So you can use it in your mouth to kill the bacteria that cause bad breath, that cause gum disease, that leads to tooth loss, that leads to heart disease, and so forth. But you can also spray it on your hands. You know, I always travel with silver whenever I take a trip because If I don't, I frequently find that when I go on trips, that's when I seem to get sick. I don't take my supplements. I'm exposed to a lot of different things. So I like to have silver with me, especially to have a topical silver like Nano Silver. So you can get Immune Gargle, all sizes, combo, 50% off. We also have all of our Lexapure products. That's our air and water purifiers, 25% off. And finally, we have ExtendoWise. That's our new powerful heart-healthy formula. You can get that for 35% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. And we really do appreciate your support. All right, let's talk about what's going on. You know, we got a couple of conservative states. We've got Oklahoma. We've got Texas looking at decriminalizing marijuana. And this is pretty amazing, I think, to see how this is rapidly picking up speed. And Jeff Sessions is not only on the wrong side of history, but he's on the wrong side of the Constitution and the 10th Amendment. It was just last weekend that we had the 2018 Texas Republican Convention. It was in San Antonio. They had the delegates there vote on over 300 proposed platform planks, but for the first time ever, reports KSAT.com, for the first time ever, Republicans in Texas favored the decriminalization of marijuana. Not only expanding the current Texas Compassionate Use Act, and let me tell you what that is. Even though marijuana is still prohibited according to federal law, which is unconstitutional, but they put it in as a Schedule I drug, which means that it has absolutely no medical use. Now, that is an absurd lie, and everybody knows it today. Shame on them for continuing to keep marijuana as a Schedule I drug. And we've had some conservative congressmen drag President Trump's appointee over the coals in testimony saying, why is it a Schedule I drug? How could you even possibly justify that? We know that there's medical uses for marijuana. How could you justify that? Well, you don't have to justify it. It was a UN agenda. The UN put marijuana in as a Schedule I drug. They did it in 1961. They gave us all four of those schedules that we currently call the War on Drugs. They created that. The UN created that. Richard Nixon didn't create that. The UN created that. They created the four schedules. They put all the drugs into those four schedules, and then Richard Nixon obediently signed that into law, claimed it as his own, and declared a war on drugs in 1971. And here we are, 47 years later, and we have seen drug addiction far worse than ever. We have seen new, increased and intensity, potency forms of marijuana, synthetic forms of marijuana created. We've seen things like meth created. We have seen our rights destroyed. We have seen police corrupted. We have seen massive incarceration, people given life sentences, just as that lady that was recently pardoned by President Trump, given a life sentence for her first offense simply because of the quantity of what she was doing. The mandatory minimums, which violate the Constitution in terms of excessive punishment and so forth. Taking away the discretion of judges and juries, saying if somebody is convicted and this is the amount of drugs that they have, this is the amount of time they're going to serve. Even worse than that, perhaps, is the complete destruction of all private property with civil asset forfeiture laws, which Sessions also supports. He wants to give that to us good and hard as well. Taking away property from people who were never convicted, never even charged with a crime. How can you support things like that? So blatantly unconstitutional, so blatantly tyrannical, just flies in the face of everything that we as a country should support. And that's not just marijuana. And marijuana exposes the hypocrisy of this. And in Texas, even though they don't recognize recreational use of marijuana, certainly, and they don't recognize the medical use of marijuana, they made one exception because of one courageous representative who also, by the way, prior to this, tried to stop the TSA from molesting children. Unsuccessful with that. But he was able to get the Compassionate Use Act through. And what that said was that a lot of children have uncontrolled brain seizures. It could be due to an epileptic condition. It could be due to the fact that they got a lot of vaccines all at once. A lot of children then develop brain seizures in response to that. But then the government, even though they would mandate the vaccines, they would prohibit the only cure, marijuana. And they would take the children away. They would lock up the parents. And so they made an exception here. If you go through the AMA and you exhaust all of Big Pharma solutions, then they will allow you to get special permission to use marijuana to treat this otherwise untreatable condition. Isn't that absurd? Treating us like children like that. Taking away children. That's what you should get upset about. But not only to expand that, but to simply decriminalize it is what the Texas Republicans are now saying. To decriminalize it altogether. And by the way, that was what he had first proposed. He said, let's just take the word marijuana, since it's a natural plant that God created. Let's just strike the word marijuana out of the Texas code completely. Should not be regulated. So now the Republicans in, that met here in Texas and their convention in San Antonio last weekend would expand it, decriminalize marijuana. They would make industrial hemp an agricultural commodity. They would call for Congress to remove cannabis as a Schedule I drug. And now in Oklahoma, conservative Oklahoma, we got the same type of thing happening, as AP points out. And they talk about an evangelical Christian pastor, 45 years old. They said he's right down the line in all the conservative issues. He's anti-abortion. He voted for President Trump. He's an NRA member who owns an AR-15. He said he came of age in the 1980s, and he believed all of the reefer madness stuff. But he says that as a pastor working with people at the end of life, he realized that this was effective. He didn't even see what was happening with civil asset forfeiture. He didn't even see the abomination of our prison system, these private prisons where we jail more people than any other country ever has. We got more people in jail, absolute numbers, than places like communist China, where they have a far larger population. Don't even talk about the percentage of our people that are locked up, or the percentage of the black community that gets locked up because they get locked up at a higher rate. Forgetting all of that issue, forgetting the other issues, just looking at it from a medical standpoint. He said, some people said that I couldn't be a pastor and support medical marijuana, but I would say most of the people I know, including Christians that I pastor, are in favor of it. And so they said, looks like this is moving ahead. It may get passed in Oklahoma. They may decriminalize marijuana. But if we go back and we understand why this is criminalized in the first place, companies like Monsanto, which basically doesn't exist anymore. They've now got a new name. They were bought by Bayer. They're getting rid of the Monsanto label. But Monsanto and Bayer are moving to take over the cannabis industry. If you can't beat them, buy them. Yeah, they're going to own it. And then what are they going to add to it? How are they going to adulterate it? In the same way they've done this other, maybe they'll start growing marijuana, and they can spray glyphosate all over it. That was Roundup. That's probably what we'll wind up getting. But now they're going to make their move because they understand, even though Sessions doesn't, that the war against marijuana at least is over.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and this hour we're going to be talking to Joel Skousen. We're going to talk to him about North Korea, of course. We have the Trump administration. Reuters has reported the United States will soon present a timeline to North Korea with specific asks of Pyongyang. In other words, they got specific things they're going to ask for now. And then they're going to find out if this agreement is real or not. We'll know pretty soon if they're going to cooperate in good faith or not, said a White House official. There'll be specific asks, and there'll be a specific timeline when we present the North Koreans with our concept of what implementation of the summit agreement looks like. That's right. Unless we get specific things, we don't really have anything that has happened there. That still may be a possibility. Joel Skousen is very skeptical that anything is going to happen other than the North Koreans buying time, as they have over and over again. But we have to understand that where this is really coming from is China. China is really the power behind them, and they are using them as a pawn against the United States as they build military power. And they're also making moves to shut down the dominance of the dollar as a worldwide reserve currency. And Xi has positioned himself unashamedly as the new head of global governance. And we look at this. This story that came out over the weekends from Reuters, she says China must lead the way in reform of global governance. They want to be the global government leaders. China has sought a greater say in global organizations like the World Bank, the IMF, and the United Nations, in line with its growing economic and diplomatic clout. Well, when they say diplomatic clout, what they mean is military clout. And they say since taking office in 2012, Xi has taken a more muscular approach. That's the way Reuters reports it. Setting up China's own global bodies. Things like the African Infrastructure Investment Bank. Launching his landmark Belt and Road project to build a new Silk Road. So what he's doing is he's building vast economic infrastructure projects in Africa so that he can go in there and take the natural resources in Africa. Remember, for the last several years, Bilderberg has had at the top of their agenda Africa, the resources that they need in Africa. Quite a bit of wealth to be had there if you can exploit that. So they're making their move there as well as this new Silk Road. It is an infrastructure project so that they can take raw materials out of the Middle East and sell goods to the Middle East. We're not doing anything at all like that. As Gerald Celente has said, the business of these Chinese communists is business. And they are moving to set up that infrastructure, but also putting themselves out there as the global leaders. As I've said time and again, the Chinese are the beta test site, not only for globalism, but also for the technological controls that we're going to see in these smart cities, as I was talking about in the last hour. Taking away our ability to move, taking away our privacy, putting us under total surveillance, that stuff is already happening in China. They've already got a massive database of biometric recognition, not only facial recognition, but also recognizing you by the way you walk and many other indicators, and then instantly assessing a fine to you if you jaywalk or other nonsense like that. Putting out a social credit for the way that you behave on social media. Prohibiting your travel if you don't behave in a certain way. And of course, pretty much everybody in China is largely dependent on public transportation. They don't have the kind of individual transportation that we do here with cars. That's why our cars must be taken away. That's why they have to take away the older more reliable forms of transportation, internal combustion engines, and push on us the more expensive and designed to fail, a planned obsolescent form of transportation, the electric car. And of course, they'll subsidize anybody, no matter how they're failing, just like Elon Musk. They'll subsidize that and push their agenda. But we're going to talk more about that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Joining us in the next segment is Joel Skousen. We'll be talking about North Korea, China. And I just want to put this in perspective. As I said at the top of the hour, they are the beta test site for control of populations. They are the country that the globalists decided that they would relocate our industrial base, our economy. They would take it away from us, give it to them. And that has been happening now for decades. Thank you, Henry Kissinger and his puppet, Richard Nixon, who also gave us the war on drugs, a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, the EPA, the Department of Energy, and so many other abominations that plague us from top to bottom in this country. Thank you, Richard Nixon. As we look at what's happening in China, these people, the creation of Henry Kissinger and the globalist, President Xi says that China must lead the way in global governance. Yes, of course they must. We've seen this now for decades, that they are leading the way, not only setting up their globalist infrastructure, but then constantly talking about how they are the responsible members of the international global community. You know, Trump wants to get out of all these agreements on climate change and on Iran, but China is there. They're the adults in the room. Even as Europe is wrestling with Brexit and other things, China, he says, must uphold the protection of the country's sovereignty, and we must show the way in reform of global governance system, creating an even better web of global partnership relationships. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it, a web. It's a spider's web. He said this, interestingly enough, at the end of a two-day Communist Party meeting. See, the objective of the Communists has always been worldwide government. Just like the objective of the Germans has always been to rule Europe, and that's what they've got right now with the EU. You got Merkel and the others. Of course, she's losing it because people there are waking up to her globalist agenda. But now you have Xi and his Communist Party, where they have the officials there, the military, the propaganda department. These are all the people who are there talking about how they're going to build a modern, strong, socialist country. Yeah, you need the military, you need a propaganda department, that's how you're going to do it. These people see themselves as God. He really does. That's why he stepped up the persecution of all religions, not just the Christian religion. He also goes after any religion that is there. The Falun Gong, he's got a mercilessly persecute those guys because there can be no God but him. He's creating a cult around himself, just like Mao did. And talking about cults, this pathetic guy in the Philippines, Duterte, is out there just shooting people in the streets over drug prohibition. It's unbelievable what this guy does. Now he's coming out attacking God. As if he hasn't picked enough fights already. This is the guy who lost a substantial part of his country to ISIS last year for 4 to 6 months. He lost control of a large part of the country, but, you know, just now he feels emboldened, I guess. And so now he's criticizing God, criticizing Christianity, criticizing the Bible. He says, so Adam ate this fruit and then malice was born? Who is this stupid God? That SOB is stupid if that's the case. You created something perfect, then you think of an event that would tempt and destroy the quality of your work? You're stupid. And of course, this is a guy who called Barack Obama a SOB whore and told him to go to hell. He threatened to burn down the United Nations. He called former UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon a devil. And now he is calling God stupid. This is the way that it always works out with these dictators. People like Xi with his cult, people like Duterte, they must be God. It's always these men who think that they're God. Everybody on the left gets so afraid of Christians. Oh, this guy is a fundamentalist Christian. You know, the thing about fundamentalist Christians is that they believe that they're not God. They believe that there is a code of conduct to which they are subject. They believe that there are laws to which they are subject. But these guys don't think any of that stuff. They don't think that there is any morality other than what they say. It isn't that the law is king, lex rex, that's what our founders gave us. No, they think the law is in their mouth. That's why we call them dictators. It's whatever they say it is. And so I look at Duterte. Just remind you of the Psalms. Why do the nations rage? The people plot in vain. The kings of earth take their stand. The rulers gather together. Let us break God's chains. Well, God laughs. He knows their day is coming. This guy's day may be coming sooner than he thinks. But when we look at the cultures that are surrounding us, you know, some cultures are better than others. We've got this article. It's on Zero Hedge Today. Coming out of Mexico City, they found hundreds of mutilated skulls found under Mexico City. They confirm ancient tales of brutal human sacrifice. You know, we go back and we look at other ancient civilizations. We look at the Canaanites, the people who inhabited Tyre and Sidon, the Phoenicians, also Carthage. You remember Cato the Elder? He would end every speech with, oh, and one other thing. Carthage must be destroyed. And they eventually did destroy Carthage. Well, what were those places that were destroyed? Not utterly. Yeah, of course, there was a fake news article that came out a few weeks ago with a media was saying, look at this. We looked at some DNA from the Canaanites and we saw DNA from modern day Lebanese. And it's like, they're the same people. It's like, yeah, they were not eradicated. The Bible didn't say that they were eradicated. The Bible said God said to eradicate them, but they didn't do it when they occupied the land. But they thought that they had, just like Duterte, they thought God was stupid. They thought the Bible was false. And it's like, maybe you should try reading it before you set up a straw man argument. But at the time all this was happening, a lot of people, the Greeks and the Romans, are saying, look at the horrific child sacrifices that they have in Carthage. They have these massive funeral pyres and places where they bury the bones. They called them tuffets. They even had a bronze Kronos, the god of time. He had his arms extended out, palms up, hands down, so he could put your child on his bronze arms and the child would roll off of his arms into a pit and be burned alive, because that was going to be your sacrifice to that god. They would have these massive fertility rites. Then they would have all these unwanted pregnancies, kind of like our society, isn't it? And then they would sacrifice their kids. And so that was poo-pooed. Everybody said, oh, that was nothing but propaganda by the Greeks and Romans who wanted to destroy Carthage. No, it actually was true. And now we find out in Mexico, same type of thing, coming from the civilizations that were there. The Mexica, that's what they call them, that was built in seven phases between 1325 and 1521. So this is over a 200-year period. Each of these corresponding to a reign of a king. Each phase was built over and around the earlier ones, embedded in the temple history, within it like a set of Russian nesting dolls, you know, the Modrioski. Although the Spanish destroyed the temple's final phase, the smaller temples from earlier reigns were paved over, but they were left relatively unscathed, so they found these. And what kind of stuff did they do? Well, they would, as you know, from the Aztecs, they would cut their hearts out of them, the still beating heart. They take the dead body, they decapitate it, and then they would slice away the skin and the muscles of the victim's head before carving giant holes on the side of it and shoving them onto a pole next to other sacrifices on a giant rack that was over 120 feet across. So, you know, this is what their culture was built on. There's still places on Earth where people are eating human flesh. We have the people, the Gori Sadhus, a sect of Hindu monks. This is from the Daily Caller. They practice cannibalism still along the banks of the Ganges River. They worship the god of Shiva, the destroyer. You know, that statue that's put outside the CERN super collider, Shiva, the goddess of destruction, or the god of destruction. I don't know if male or female. Maybe it's a trans god. I don't know. The Agori do not, however, eat the living. They only eat the flesh of the dead. So that's nice. They don't actually. But they live near cremation centers, funeral pyres, body dumping sites, so they get ease of access to human flesh and ash. They bathe daily in the holy river of the Ganges. They cover themselves in the ash of cremated human bodies afterwards. They drink urine from human skulls. They eat excrement. But you know, when you listen to a former evangelical psychologist, and I'll tell you this story later, she says when we talk about abortion, she said these babies, these unborn babies, they're nothing but zombies. These people are zombies. But that's the upside down world that they sell us. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joel Scout.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats. that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Joel Skousen. The listeners of InfoWars, he needs no introduction, but I will remind you of some of the books that Joel has written, some of those that are here. And I thought about this, Joel, one of your books, going back to 1984, The Essential Principles for the Conservation of Liberty. We typically talk about Joel Skousen's preparation books. He's got a book about the secure home, architectural design and construction, and remodeling of self-sufficient residences and so forth. How to implement a high security shelter, where to put it, strategic relocation. We sell those books at InfoWarsStore.com. But typically we don't talk about the essential principles for the conservation of liberty. And, you know, Joel, I saw the headlines today. I want to talk about this first before we get into China and North Korea. The idea that Laura Ingalls Wilder is now persona non grata in children's literature. They actually had an award that was named after her, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Award, that honored authors or illustrators in the United States that made top quality kids literature. Of course, she did the Little House on the Prairie series. It was actually her daughter, Rose Wilder Lane, who wrote that. And Rose Wilder Lane wrote a great book. I had all of my kids, except for the one right now that we're homeschooling, and this is going to be on your reading list, Hannah. You're going to have to read Discovery of Freedom now. It just reminded me that I hadn't taught you that yet. But, you know, these types of things that we have looked at that are pure Americana, that put out the principles of liberty, libertarianism, that is now forbidden. And so they have now removed her name. It's now going to be just called the Children's Literature Legacy Award. No legacy at all there. The American legacy has been removed, hasn't it, Joel?
Well, it has. I mean, there's a ban on the film of Gone with the Wind, a great classic about the Civil War, because of its traditional treatment of the black servants, as they do. Laura Ingalls Wilder was anything but a racist. She championed against racism and was open about opposing discrimination against blacks. And yet, because her books do describe Americana as it was in those days, she's been banned. This is political correctness taken to extremes.
I don't even recall. Maybe there was some incident where they ran across some black people. Her stories took place in the prairies, in the Midwest. They were from Minnesota or something, where they started out, and then they went to the prairies and everything. They weren't really involved in any of that. I don't know that there was anything where race was even an issue in any of her books. Do you recall?
No, it really isn't. I mean, occasionally there's a small incident from a slaveholder, et cetera, but, you know, clearly this is not an issue with the Little House on the Prairie books. There are very few blacks involved in that. And, but, you know, the left is just rabid about if you don't come out front and condemn being white and give excessive deference to the minority position, then you're banned. They're really extremists.
Well, I think we can understand where this is coming from, because in this article that is on the New York Daily News, you have a quote from a guy. He's a research affiliate with the Justice in Schools Project from Harvard School of Education. And this is what he had to say. They were steeped in white supremacy, racism, therefore they don't belong in our canon. Well, there was no racism. There was no white supremacy. These were people who were living in sod huts. I mean, they were struggling to survive. And I don't think that they came in contact with black people in her novels. I don't think they came in contact even with Indians, except maybe tangentially. I don't remember any of that even being a subject in it. It was just how those people on the prairie were trying to survive. But it was also something that taught them about self-reliance, which they absolutely hate, these communists hate.
Well, you know, they do object to the treatment of the Indians, but in fact, you know, when you read the history of the Indians, these were not the environmental loving people that the left tries to make out. I mean, the Indians were in a death match against every other tribe. There was mass killing, there was kidnapping, there was rape, there was
slavery.
A lot of slavery. There was slavery. It was a massive problem. And so unless you portray the Indians as the environmental loving, peaceful, God thinking, sensitive individual, you are not allowed to portray the viciousness that was actually on the prairies.
That's right. And just one last thing, point I would make and get your response to it. You know, we look at this, you have, Rose Wilder Lane, you have, Ayn Rand. You know, you have Isabel Patterson, or is that her name? I think it was. But anyway, you have these writers who are putting out the idea of liberty at the time that the New Deal was rampant. They were talking about self-reliance. They were pushing back against communism. As a matter of fact, Rose Wilder Lane, who really was the one who wrote her mother's recollection, she put it together in a literary form. She had gone through the Soviet Union with a Red Cross. And that's one of the reasons why she hated communism. But these women who should be celebrated are ignored by the left because they don't like their politics, just as they attacked Clarence Thomas. They wouldn't give him a pass for being black. They came after him even more vociferously, just like they come after Laura Ingalls Wilder and her daughter, Rose Wilder Lane, don't they?
Yeah, and part of that, David, is because they were anti-communist, and the left never forgives an author if they're anti-communist. They will not allow them, no matter how talented, to get an Academy Award, to get any Pulitzer Prize. That's the way the left thinks.
That's right. All right, well, I've talked to you before about North Korea, and that's really the main reason I wanted to get you on today. I got off on that little bit of a tangent because I know that you and your family have been at the forefront of talking about the principles of liberty, just like the Rose Wilder Lane and her mother have for the longest time. But let's talk a little bit about North Korea, and actually we're going to have to do most of it when we come back. We've still got a couple of minutes here. You have been skeptical of this from the very beginning. You believe that the North Koreans were simply buying time. Now we find out today the U.S. will soon present a timeline of things that they specifically want to ask for. And this is an official who spoke to a small group of reporters, reports Reuters, ahead of the trip to Asia this week by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, said, well, pretty soon we'll know whether they're operating in good faith or not if we get specifics and a specific timeline. Your comment on that?
Well, you know, North Korea is being prepared to play this fully and to play Trump. As long as Trump has bought into the fact that he has to give concessions along the way, this step-by-step process, Kim Jong-un is prepared to do that. They're going to negotiate now over the next few months on about inspectors and about giving a list of where the facilities are. They'll then haggle over the next couple of months about whether or not they'll allow Americans to be part of that inspection team. They'll be willing to give up a few more of the dozen nuclear test sites that they have. You know, the one that they blew up was already destroyed by earthquakes, so that was a throwaway. But, you know, they've got a long history of being able to milk the U.S. along, and I think they will be able to they won't buy into the complete timeline. I mean, the timeline the America is presenting is going to require that certain nuclear weapons are going to be had to yield over for dismantlement. And that's the last thing on North Korea's list that they want to give up. But they are prepared to do so. I'm convinced that they're going to have one of their early A-bomb experimental units that they'll pass on to the United States for a dismantlement. They know that Trump wants this thing badly. They know that Trump doesn't want to go back to the military option. He wants a Nobel Peace Prize. So I think they're going to play him for all he's worth.
We're going to talk more about that when we come back. Foreign Policy agrees with you. The Foreign Policy magazine agrees with you, Joel. They say total denuclearization is an unattainable goal. We'll be right back with Joel Scouse. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We have Joel Skousen joining us from joelskousen.com and worldaffairsbrief.com. I think you can get a sample of that if you go to World Affairs Brief, or I think if they send you an email. Is that correct, Joel?
That's right. People can get the current World Affairs Brief on the magnet of illegal immigration, asylum seeking, by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And before we get back to North Korea, may I just say, this is very, very crucial what's happening here with Donald Trump saying they should be deported immediately. That's exactly what I said in last week's World Affairs Brief. Good. The left is now coming out and saying, oh, you can't do that because the Supreme Court has ruled that illegal aliens have a right to due process just like citizens. You know, the Supreme Court gave us birthright citizenship. It's not in the Constitution. It's an interpretation of the 14th Amendment. And so is due process, is the 14th Amendment, an interpretation being applied out of whole cloth to illegal aliens. Well, Trump can bypass this by directing the Department of Justice to tell the judges at immigration, all right, give them their hearing, they get 5 minutes. All you have to determine is, were they in the country illegally? And you can deport them. In other words, you can supply this due process by saying, you just got to have a judge hear the facts that they were caught coming across the border illegally, and now you can deport them illegally. So I think if Trump can get Sessions to do this correctly, he can start immediate deportation. The second thing I mentioned in this week's World Affairs Brief, David, was that what Trump needs to do is get the Republican Congress to have a short bill very quickly stating that if a person is in here illegally, they are banned from applying for asylum. In other words, if you're going to apply for asylum, you better not come in illegally. Now, that's the key to stopping this magnet, because every time these lawyers get them in front of a judge, they say he's claiming asylum, and that puts them in a queue that'll take up to 2 years to adjudicate. So I think Congress needs to prohibit asylum being used once you're in the country illegally. In other words, you have to apply outside the United States through normal channels to apply for asylum.
I absolutely agree. If they're going to ignore the law and come across the border illegally and endanger their children while they do so, they should not then be allowed to go through an asylum process. But getting back to what you said about the Supreme Court and the fact that these are new rights that are being invented all the time by the Supreme Court, we have the Supreme Court reversing itself many times. And we go back to Andrew Jackson. He said, the Supreme Court has made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. That was the opinion of the founders of this country. Even Alexander Hamilton, the most statist of all the founders, said that the judiciary was the least dangerous of all the branches because it didn't have any power to enforce anything. But now we have a situation where every federal judge, even the lowest one, unless there's, if there is one federal judge somewhere that disagrees with the president, they can shut down his policy on anything. I think that is absolutely amazing. President Trump needs to channel Andrew Jackson, a guy that he is already, seems like he admires and compares himself to. Well, he should do what Andrew Jackson did with the Supreme Court. I think that'd be one of the most important legacies of the Trump administration, is to take back the power that has been ceded over to the Supreme Court.
Well, I absolutely agree, David. The problem is, if in the midterm election the U.S. loses the House or the Senate, and there's a very real danger that even if he used the FDR tactic of let the Supreme Court enforce it, they would impeach him and use that as grounds for impeachment. It couldn't happen right now with Republican control of the House. That's why I think it's the time now to buck the Supreme Court and say, this is an illicit interpretation and I'm not going to abide by it.
That's right.
Later on, it could get dangerous for him.
That's right. And of course, they will impeach him over jaywalking if they get a Democrat majority. One other thing before we leave this, and that is the military bases. Now we're seeing that President Trump is going to bring the families, keep them together if they crossed illegally, keep them together while they're being processed, put them into a military base. And one of the things I've been saying from the very beginning is, if you don't have the authority as president, if you don't have the duty as president to protect our borders and to use our military, then what is the military for? I mean, he should have the ability to deploy the troops to the border rather than deploying the immigrant families to the military bases. And he should be able, I believe, to even use the defense budget to build the wall. I think that that is a legitimate defense expenditure. Most of the stuff that we do with the Defense Department is completely illegitimate, but that would be a legitimate expense. What's your opinion?
And not to speak of the trillions of dollars that goes into black budget secret weapons programs from the Defense Department is completely off budget. And, you know, Trump can say we're going to recover those funds and we're going to use them to build a wall. And he has threatened to do that. But, you know, for some reason, Trump keeps getting stymied by his own legal staff and his own advisors. So that's really, you know, the key problem. I think it would be very easy for Trump, if he had a decent legal advisor who was on his side, to say, look, here's how we do what you want to do about immediate deportation. We give them their due process. We give them their 5-minute hearing. The judge declares, and the Sessions rewrites the criteria and say, all you have to do to determine that they can be deported immediately is to determine they're in the country illegally. Bam, they've got to have due process, and they're out of here.
That's right. That's right. You invaded the country.
Nobody's advising him on how to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody in his administration is pretty timid or on the wrong side of the Constitution. People like Jeff Sessions, for example. He's not getting very good advice from him on pretty much anything. But let's get to North Korea, because one of the things, Joel, as we're talking about whether this is going to be anything specific. And again, to underscore this, we now have the U.S. is going to be presenting a timeline of things that they specifically want. So that means that there really wasn't very much specifically agreed to when President Trump met with Kim. And when we look at what they are complaining about, they're angry at Japan because Japan is having military readiness war games. The U.S. and South Korea have indefinitely suspended theirs. And then this, Joel, I want to get your comments on this. Foreign Policy Magazine has said that total denuclearization is an unattainable goal. And they say that what should happen is that the Trump administration should work with them on essentially beating their swords into plows, or in this particular case, beating their nuclear weapon facilities into nuclear power plants. This is something that we saw with Clinton. Clinton said, oh, we're going to let them continue with a peaceful nuclear program and assisted them with that. And now foreign policy, these globalists are now trying to sell that to us again. And of course, that didn't work with his, it was either his father or his grandfather that Clinton did that with. I guess it was his father.
Well, this is the old containment policy dressed up in new clothes, where you basically tell the Trump administration, no, you're not going to get to denuclear, and you're not. I mean, communist nation has ever disarmed, even during the phony fall of the Soviet Union, they never disarmed. Even though we allowed some of their RS-18s to be dismantled, we gave the nuclear warheads back to North Korea, to Russia. We built them a state-of-the-art nuclear reprocessing plant, supposedly to turn that fissile material back into nuclear fuel. But there's no way to tell, once the Russians ship any of that fuel to us, whether it is new uranium that's been processed for fuel or old uranium from fissile material, because they won't let our inspectors into that reprocessing plant that we built for them. I mean, that's the kind of deceptions that the Russians and the communists go through.
And that's what the globalists like Foreign Policy Magazine are now saying, well, this is what's really going to happen. They're not going to give up their weapons. The best you can hope for is try to get them to repurpose this stuff into peaceful nuclear power plants. That's what they're, and that's just going to be a way for them to continue to develop their nuclear program, to continue to develop their nuclear weapons in secret, isn't it?
You know, the key to this whole thing, though, is that Pompeo and Trump continue to say, yeah, we didn't get anything specific in the conference, but we've got firm promises of Kim Jong-un that he's going to disarm and that he's going to denuclearize. But of course, in Kim's mind, this means in a step-by-step process where you give a lot of aid. For example, China told Trump he's got to dismantle the sanctions as part of the step-by-step process to let North Korea.
Hang on, Joel. We got to take a quick break, and I want to get the rest of what this is going to look like, as well as the people who are really running this. President Xi, who sees himself as the leader of the new global governance. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen, and I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Joel Skousen. Again, you can find him at worldaffairsbrief.com, where you can get his newsletter. We were talking about the fact that this newsletter, complimentary newsletter you can get if you email him, is focused on the border issue. But I wanted to get his comments on North Korea. I want to finish up with those comments. We had to cut short because we had to go to a commercial break, Joel. And then I want to get your comments on China as well. But again, as we're looking at Foreign Policy Magazine, which, of course, is a spokes magazine for the Council on Foreign Relations, the State Department types of globalists. They're out there saying, we're not going to get denuclearization, and that's fine, because we want to help them to build their economy. So we want to take those nuclear plants, and we want to turn them into power plants. That was something that gifts that Clinton had given to them. And, of course, they just used that to further their military nuclear program. As you pointed out, Joel, the communists have never given up their nuclear weapons, and they're not about to now, I don't believe, either. But go ahead and talk about where you think this is going to go, what they're looking for out of this, and then we're going to talk a little bit about China and President Xi's idea that he's going to be the world's globalist leader. I think that's how he sees himself. But let's talk about finish up with North Korea.
Well, I think the most important thing I can add to that conversation is that I think Donald Trump has lost the passion for the military option. Remember, he vowed, I'm going to solve the North Korea problem one way or the other, either diplomatically or military. It's going to get solved on my watch. Well, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Quietly, the Theodore Roosevelt, one of the three carriers off the North Korean coast, has come back to San Diego. So now there's only the Ronald Reagan, which is in the Philippine Sea, and the Carl Vinson out there. And I suspect that Carl Vinson will be returning soon, and that will just leave the Reagan, which is stationed permanently there in the Japan area, or at least on a long-term deployment. That's their home base. So I think the nuclear option, or the not nuclear, but the military option, is being downplayed by Trump because he doesn't intend to. I think Xi knows this. Xi just met with Kim Jong-un again this week in China, and I think he told him, look, Trump desperately wants this, so this can be played for a long-term game to keep them going. I personally think that this timeline that the U.S. has presented to North Korea is going to get rejected. It's going to get modified. At some point, Trump may even say, all right, I'm calling off the talks because they're not going towards, they're stalling too much on denuclearization. But just like calling off the talks the first time, he will not say, military options back on the table, you got 30 days to comply or we're going to strike. He's just going to sit on it until North Korea comes back to the table.
Yeah.
And that means that Trump will compromise, just like he did in the first comeback to the table. Trump gave up all of the demands, virtually all of them, about giving up a nuclear weapon as a substantive sign that you're sincere about denuclearization. And he's going to give up a lot of his timeline to get back to the table so that he can get the applause of the world for continuing the process. I think Trump or North Korea is going to play Trump for 2.5 years. That was a mistake for Pompeo to say that we bought into a 2.5-year timeline. I mean, that puts you into the next decade when Russia and China are going to be ready to back up North Korea so that it can be used as a trigger event for World War III. The only reason that Xi is really putting pressure on Kim to go to the table and to play Trump is because they aren't ready to back up North Korea in a war against the United States yet, but they will be toward the middle of the next decade.
And, of course, we see the provocative actions that they're making in South China Sea with the artificial islands that they've put together that they have now fortified. Also, the laser attacks where they're aiming lasers at U.S. military pilots in the Pacific Ocean and so forth, acting very aggressively, threatening Taiwan and so forth. But I think one of the most aggressive things that we see from the Chinese are the trade and currency wars that are being set up here. And, of course, everybody likes to say, well, President Trump is starting a trade war with China. No, that trade war was started with Nixon and Kissinger when they started handing over our industry to them. And this 10-to-1 tariffs that we've gotten, he's trying to equalize things there. But there again, the question is he going to be able to hang tough on that? Because there's another dimension to that that President Trump is aware of, and he's started talking about that, and that is using the yuan to try to take out our status as a reserve currency with the petrodollar that we put together, hobbled together with the Saudis. That may start to collapse, and that is certainly something that is a dimension of the Chinese attack on us economically, and that is to take away the petrodollar and to replace us as the world's reserve currency.
Well, you know, David, I've always been a skeptic about that last claim about replacing the petrodollar as the world currency. Even though Russia and China started to trade oil between their two countries within the yuan, it didn't affect the petrodollar. Frankly, the entire BRICS combination of power against you is weak economically, is not capable of reducing or destroying the petrodollar. We've got to remember that it's more than just the petrodollar. It's the Federal Reserve's ability to bail out all other Western governments with under-the-table loans that keeps the U.S. dollar king. And I don't think it's going to be dethroned in that easy. I think war coming is a much higher probability than the dollar being dethroned prior to that happening. That's my analysis.
So you think that trade issues that are coming up that Wall Street is so concerned about, those are secondary to what they're doing in terms of the military buildup that is coming from China?
Yeah, it's really just buying time. I mean, China, look, China's got us over a barrel. The United States customers are of Chinese products, which dominate our economy. We're the ones over the barrel, and China knows that. And so if Trump were to put very high tariffs, and you notice he's not proposing high tariffs on 99% of the things that come in from China, just a few selective items so that it doesn't hurt the American consumer and cause him political problems at the polls. But I tell you, if he were to level across-the-board tariffs against China, American consumers, everything at Walmart would go up 25%. I mean, it's just going to cause a great deal of problems for Donald Trump if he does that. This whole tariff idea by Trump has been a bad move. It's one thing to balance a little bit of tariffs, maybe 2 or 3% to compensate for subsidized governmental influence in the markets. But to put 30% tariffs, for example, on Canadian airliners, for example, kills the market. And that's just not a smart move because it hurts American jobs as much as it does Canadian jobs.
Let me ask you about this, because you're talking about, I agree with you, that the power of the Federal Reserve is to be able to prop up these socialist economies in Europe and so forth. And yet we see President Xi, as he came out over the weekend, saying essentially, I am the stability partner for globalism. You can't count on the United States under President Trump. You can't even count on the EU because of Brexit and because of the unraveling there. But we are stable, and you can rally around us. Now, what if they were to rally around the Chinese in order to do this? Do you think that there would be a move at that point where they could take out the American economy? Because certainly we know that the Chinese are the globalist partners and their beta test site for all this espionage that's going on. In terms of their population?
Well, I don't think they're a beta test site for globalism, per se. You got to remember that the Chinese...
Well, certainly for the surveillance state. I mean, you know, we've got the... we've talked about the fact that they can recognize their entire population by biometric information, instantly give them fines and restrict their travel and so forth. They've now got a flock of robotic doves. That's in the headlines today. So their energy in terms of spying on and oppressing their people is unbounded. And certainly they're being used as a beta test site for smart city technology and that sort of thing. Would they not be a much better fit for the globalists than either the United States or even the EU?
No, they would not, because first of all, the globalists know they're a separate conspiracy, even though they try to build Russia and China as future enemies because they want this war. Remember, the purpose of the Third World War is to drive Americans into a militarized global government, not to destroy the West. They're going to absorb a nuclear first strike, but they know the Russians and Chinese are only headed for military targets in the U.S., not U.S. cities. The Chinese do not want to destroy the goose that lays the golden eggs, and neither does Russia, but they're going to hit the U.S. military. And so what's happening here is you've got to remember that all around the world, nobody trusts the Chinese to be stable. They can claim you can't trust Trump, but look, nobody's going to trust the yuan. You can't control their inflation rate. They can inflate it out the gazoo, and nobody can stop them. There's no controls internationally over China. Even the other communist countries like Vietnam don't trust China. So it's impossible that they're going to be able to take over the role of the Federal Reserve, the sugar daddy of the world. And the Federal Reserve is it. China is not going to be the sugar daddy of the world. They're talking about this Belt Road system of...
Absolutely. I wish we had more time, but we're out of time. We've got a hard break coming up. Thank you so much for joining us, Joel Skousen. Again, you can find him at worldaffairsbrief.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we have John McCain in dire health. He may pass away any day. And, of course, you're going to see a lot of eulogies about his greatness as he passes because nobody wants to say anything about somebody who has just died. However, he has not died yet. And we can still talk about the John McCain that we have all come to know over the decades. John McCain has now been outed, proven to be somebody who wanted to use the IRS to financially ruin people and political organizations, including conservative organizations, using the IRS. This is something that the people at Judicial Watch had said was the case. Now they have produced the documents. Judicial Watch has uncovered evidence that it wasn't just Democrats, but also Republican Senator John McCain, who urged the IRS to politically target individuals and nonprofit groups for special auditing for the purpose of ruining them financially. So many times. This is not anything that is unique to Obama. The only thing that was unique to the Obama administration was that they owned it. They did it proudly, unashamedly. This, of course, is, the new world that we live in, where we have the CIA and the NSA and the intelligence services overthrowing our own elections and bragging about it after having overthrown governments elsewhere. Now they openly talk about it. Well, we have the Obama administration openly targeting IRS, using the IRS to openly target conservative groups and then escaping unscathed. This is the new world that we live in, where what used to be done in secret, what people used to be ashamed of, what people used to be afraid of that they might go to jail for, they now know that they're not going to go to jail. That because of who they are, there is a different standard for them. No matter how many felonies they violate, no matter if they take the most vital thing that we're told in America post 9/11 is national security, you can violate the sacred national security. You can desecrate the altar of national security as Hillary Clinton did and get away with it. And so why should they be afraid of this? McCain is of the old school. He's still trying to cover this up, but it has now been uncovered. Judicial Watch released on June 21st, newly obtained internal IRS documents, including material revealing that Senator John McCain's former staff director and chief counsel on the Senate Homeland Security Permanent Subcommittee, Henry Koehner, urged top IRS officials, including then-director Lois Lerner, to audit so many that it becomes financially ruinous, quote-unquote. Audit them so that it becomes financially ruinous. That's the quote. What is this guy now? Well, Kerner has now been appointed by President Trump as special counsel for the U.S. Office of Special Counsel. There you go. Well, we take these crooks. If they're really good crooks, if they're really embedded in the deep state, we put them in the Office of Special Counsel so they can specially prosecute people. The IRS, as we were told, was not reining in its political advocacy groups in response to the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision. So McCain and Feingold put together the McCain-Feingold Act. They called the Citizens United decision, they called it the worst decision, he said, I've ever seen. So they tried to overthrow it. And when that wouldn't work, they tried to use the IRS as a weapon against that. I've got more to say about this on the other side. I know one of the plaintiffs or defendants in Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission. This is something that the Washington establishment really hates, because what it did was it took away one of their controls to control free speech in elections, and they don't like that. The people that were being attacked were a small group in that particular case. And so then when that failed, and when their law failed, John McCain decided that he's going to use the IRS to come after small political groups. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, one of the things that I think is very important is to understand who the players are. Understand that we have so many in the establishment Republican Party. I'm talking about people like John McCain, people like the leader of the Senate, McConnell, as well as the leader of the House, Paul Ryan, adamantly opposed to everything that the GOP voters want. We have voted over and over again for them to protect the border, for them to get rid of the Obamacare mandates, the Obamacare tax. It doesn't have a tax anymore, so does it even have any authority there? I mean, it's such a sham, and yet this is something that is foisted upon us by the Supreme Court. Foisted upon us by the establishment, and that doesn't mean just people like Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. It also means the Republican side of that. And a good example of this is what I was talking about at the top of the hour. John McCain, staffer Henry Kerner, wanted the IRS to financially ruin people with audits. Here's his quote again. Let me read that to you again. He wanted Lois Lerner, he said, and here's a quote, audit so many that it becomes financially ruinous. Who is he talking about? I mean, first of all, does it matter who he's talking about? Why? Just ignore the politics of the groups that he's going after right now. And understand that for the longest time, the IRS has been a persecution wing for politicians. It's how they take out their enemies. It's been that way for a very long time. It's been that way before the Obama administration. The only thing that changed was that Obama did it openly. The IRS did it openly. You had Richard Nixon giving an enemies list to the IRS. And, of course, the IRS was part of the people that didn't like Richard Nixon. So instead of enforcing that, that IRS commissioner went public with the list and said, look at this. He's got an enemies list. He wants me to use the IRS against these people. And that was part of the list of crimes that Nixon was going to be impeached for. That's why he resigned, because they were going to get impeachment against him. But when it comes to Obama, the IRS commissioner said, yeah, give me that list. I'll do that. And then behind closed doors, you've got John McCain's former staff director and chief counsel telling Lois Lerner, yeah, go after those conservative groups. We don't like them. See, the GOP establishment hates the Tea Party as much as the Democrats do. I hope you understand that by now. And so Judicial Watch, which had put this out before, and the and McCain vociferously denied it, they now have the documents that show that this is what happened. And why was this being done? Well, you had a Supreme Court decision, Citizens United versus the FEC. And the way this happened, folks, was you had big organizations did not want the small political organizations to be able to play in the game. And so they were trying to shut that down. That was what was really going on with Citizens United. I know one of the plaintiffs in that. I know why they did that. I know what was being done to them. And that Supreme Court decision was right. It is free speech. That was back in 2010. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4. The free speech clause of the First Amendment prohibits the government from restricting independent expenditures for communications by nonprofit groups. Also by for-profit corporations or labor unions or any other association. In other words, the way this ought to work, there ought to be full disclosure. You ought to know who are making these contributions. But there should be no prohibition on that. But it should be very transparent. Instead, what we have is a web of regulations so they can entrap people. And then by these multiple layers of super PACs and so forth, these people are able to hide their contributors. So that's really what we've got now. But they didn't like that. They didn't like even that little bit of freedom there. So John McCain and others came up with the McCain-Feingold Act to try to restrict that. That wasn't good enough for them. It wasn't working well enough. So they wanted to harass these people with the IRS out of existence. Kerner recommends, this is an article from the Daily Caller, I'm sorry, DC Clothesline. Kerner recommends harassing nonprofit groups until they are unable to continue operating. He said, maybe the solution is to audit so many that it's financially ruinous. In response, Lois Lerner responded that it is her job to oversee it all. Yes, I will do that for you, Senator McCain. Judicial Watch had previously reported on the 2013 meeting, but Senator McCain issued a statement decrying the, quote, false reports claiming that his office was somehow involved in IRS targeting of conservative groups. Now we have the evidence thanks to Judicial Watch, and we now know that John McCain is lying yet again about this. The IRS had previously blacked out the notes of the meeting, but Judicial Watch found the notes among subsequent documents that were released by the agency under their FOIA request. So they had redacted that information, and now we've got the unredacted information. And we now know that John McCain is a liar who is trying to get these conservative groups out of business. But again, why should we use the IRS as a weapon against any political group? I disagree with that. I disagree with this whole thing of weaponizing our political differences. But, of course, that's where the establishment, Republican and Democrat, are coming from. And when we look at John McCain, let's not forget that if John McCain is anything, he is the front man for the military-industrial complex. $10,000 toilet seats and data rights. This is an article from military.com. The U.S. Air Force never expected to fly aircraft like the Cold War era B-52 Stratofortress bomber for as long as it has, much less another 30 years from now that it still plans on. But now they got a problem because their toilet seats are wearing out. So what are they going to do? Well, they said they could print some new toilet seat covers for one of the old planes, a C-17 Globemaster. Threes, they could print that at a cost of about $300 per seat. What a deal. Yeah, that is a deal compared to what the people who own the copyright to the toilet seats are. Can you believe this? They've got specially copyrighted toilet seats on these planes. And so one guy says, well, I could reverse engineer that. I could take a scan of that. I could print it 3D, and I could do that for only $300. Why don't they just go get some at Home Depot? No, can't do that. Can't do that. Can't do it for $3 a seat. Can't even do it for $300 a seat. No, the manufacturer owns the rights, and they will charge $10,000 for those toilet seats. I remember people talking about the $600 toilet seats for the Pentagon. No, no, no. You got the price tag wrong. It's $10,000 toilet seats. That's from military.com. And then, of course, just to remind you yet again, I've covered this story several times. There's $21 trillion that have gone missing with the Pentagon. And that's from 1998 to 2015. $21 trillion. And you can't even get a handle for how much that is. But remember, and I've told this story before, I went to a vacation area here in Texas. And there was a lady there. It was a small shop. My wife and I went there. My wife wanted to look at some Christmas knick-knack things that they had there. There's nobody in the shop but the shopkeeper, my wife and I. And I was not interested in anything there. So I was just standing around biding time till my wife got finished window shopping. And this lady wanted to talk. And she just starts monologuing about her career in the military and how she had been responsible for a lot of congressional people having to resign, taking a resignation early so that they didn't go to jail because she was part of a group that was doing the auditing of all that missing money. And she said, I was really lucky because I retired just before 9/11. I used to work right in the Pentagon. She's like, yeah, I worked right there where that plane hit. It's like, no, really? No, what a coincidence that the quote unquote plane, which wasn't a plane, there was no wreckage of a plane there. There was no video of a plane going there. The hole was not one that would be left by a plane. But anyway, she completely bought all of that mainstream narrative. I asked her, I said, who do you listen to? Well, I listen to CNN. MSNBC. I listen to Fox News occasionally. So she completely bought the whole 9/11 story, even though she was there looking at just that one part there, $6 trillion missing. Well, no, if you go back to 1998, stretch it from 1998 to 2015, it's $21 trillion. That's why they flew that missile into the Pentagon to get rid of that, into the office of that place there. And when we come back, I got one more story about the Army here. Spending $500 million to train soldiers to fight underground. Oh, what's that about? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home.
But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Things that has happened over the last couple of months that I am happy to see is finally the Southern Poverty Law Center is being exposed for what they are. 5 years ago, I'm going to play you a clip of the report that I did 5 years ago. I called it The Prophets of Hate, always identifying in their witch hunt other people to come out. I just talked to you about how Senator John McCain wanted to use the IRS to shut down conservative groups. Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center has been very effective. They had the FBI was using their hate list, and now it has been exposed for what it is, a fraud. We've got 47 groups are weighing Southern Poverty lawsuits, and they're warning editors and CEOs that they are complicit in this hate group defamation. And of course, they've got $90 million in offshore funds. And even the Washington Post is now saying the Southern Poverty Law Center has lost all credibility. This is the way they put it in the Washington Post. A once storied organization that did important work filing civil rights lawsuits against the Ku Klux Klan in the 1970s. Well, let me put that myth to rest. It was always a story. They weren't a storied organization. They were a lying organization. They set out civil rights. Here's a report that I filed 5 years ago. The Southern Poverty Law Center has long been the think tank hatching the idea of vast right-wing conspiracies. SPLC is the source behind some of the most outrageous enemies lists being compiled by Homeland Security, fusion centers like the MIAC report, and emails and policy statements by the military. SPLC creates the boogeyman, writes the script, and Homeland passes it off to the police, who are trained to associate political speech with a threat to their personal safety. And it's not just political speech. Southern Poverty Law Center is attacking religious freedom, calling it hate. This line of attack has been promulgated within the military. The free exercise religion of those in the military is being attacked as not just hateful, but conflated with the racism of the KKK. It's an interesting comparison for the SPLC to make, since it got its start in the violent racist confrontations of the 60s. On May 20th, 1961, when a busload of black and white freedom riders arrived in Montgomery, Alabama, they were met with what Time magazine described as an idiot club-swinging mob of about 100. In this picture, we see SPLC founder Morris Deese's first client. The man on the ground with the camera getting kicked by Klansmen? That's not Morris Deese's client. This is Deese's client.
These didn't defend the Freedom Riders who were viciously attacked, bloodied, and had their bus set on fire. These defended the KKK thug, the ringleader. And he got him off, in spite of it being widely reported, like this article in Life magazine. And Morris Dees got paid a lot of money, $5,000, which at the time was the median family income for a year. But this is what his bio on the SPLC website says. After launching a law practice in Montgomery in 1960, he won a series of groundbreaking civil rights cases. Maybe he should amend that to say that he won for the Klan, a leg-breaking case against civil rights activists. Morris Dees would have us believe that sometime after he got Klansman Claude Henley off, sometime after he cashed the check, that he decided that he would start suing the Klan for cash instead of defending the Klan for cash. Maybe it wasn't a moral epiphany, but a financial epiphany. He could make much more money doing direct mail fundraising to the public than he could suing. Criticisms of the SPLC from the left focus on how little it does other than fundraising, how much money it hoards for its endowment, and how much money it pays multimillionaire Morris Dees. Alexander Cockburn described Dees and the SPLC this way. Ever since 1971, U.S. Postal Service mailbags have bulged with Dees's fundraising letters, scaring dollars out of the pockets of trembling liberals aghast at his lurid depictions of hate-sodden America in dire need of legal confrontation by the SPLC. Cockburn wrote in 2009 how Dees and the SPLC were spinning the election of Barack Obama. What is the arch salesman of hate-mongering, Mr. Morris Dees of the Southern Poverty Law Center, doing now? He's saying that the election of a black president proves his point. Hate is on the rise. Send money. Without skipping a beat, the mail shot moguls who year after year make money selling the notion there's been a right resurgence out there in the hinterland with massed legions of haters have used the election of a black president to say that, yes, hate is on the rise in America, ready to burst apart at the seams, with millions of extremists primed to march down Main Street draped in Klan robes, a copy of Mein Kampf tucked under one arm, and a Bible under the other. A high-profile case from 1977 shows the true nature of Morris Dees and the SPLC. After Dees and the SPLC hired Millard Farmer to defend five black men accused of murder, Farmer said Dees abruptly pulled out of the case, telling him that the case wasn't making any money for the SPLC. When Farmer refused to turn the case over to a public defender, Dees sued him for improperly spending SPLC funds. But Farmer went public, talking about how SPLC funds are really used. And he said of Dees, he's the Jim and Tammy Faye Baker of the civil rights movement, though I don't mean to malign Jim and Tammy Faye. The analogy couldn't be better. The SPLC is a perfect way for liberals to assuage their guilt, buying indulgences from the Church of Morris Dees. In 1996, USA Today called the SPLC the nation's richest civil rights organization, with $68 million in the bank account. It's now grown to $224 million. It's easy to see how their endowment has soared. Alexander Cockburn pointed out that in 2007, they took in $45 million, but only spent $21 million, spending only half of what they took in on their proclaimed mission and pocketing the rest. And part of the expenditure was the lavish salary of multimillionaire Morris Dees, who in 2010 was paid $350,000. How's that for Southern poverty? But ripping off guilty white liberals isn't what makes the SPLC dangerous. What makes them dangerous is when they partner with the government to intimidate dissenters, to threaten political speech, and to promote violence against those they demonize. Look at the notorious MIAC Fusion Center report. Missouri, 2009, where every supporter of limited constitutional government, every real political opponent of Obama, was labeled as a possible terrorist, a person of interest, simply for having a bumper sticker supporting Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, or Bob Barr. Then there was the Huttery militia case in Michigan. The government whipped the public into a panic about militias with the help of the media using SPLC talking points.
Mark, did you know about this group?
Oh, yeah.
And they look to be a very small group with a very odd ideology, sort of a twist on the New World Order. Basically, like other militia groups, what they really see happening to the world is a kind of takeover of the world by some sort of one world government, a so-called New World Order.
Their alleged plot to kill a police officer and then bomb the funeral procession afterward, the opening salvo allegedly of a war against the U.S. government.
The case was thrown out by the judge, but you didn't hear much, if anything, about that. Or take Floyd Corkins, who shot up the offices of the Family Research Council because he bought into the fundraising propaganda of the SPLC that if you assert your religious liberty to resist being coerced into recognizing and subsidizing homosexual marriage, the SPLC will label you as a hate group. The real hate group is the SPLC, whose hate-mongering inspired Corkins to, quote, kill as many people as I could, then smear a Chick-fil-A sandwich on their face. And there have been multiple cases of the military repeating SPLC propaganda, labeling opposition to homosexual marriage mandates as hate, and the Founding Fathers as dangerous militia types.
All right, you want to see the rest of that report that I did about 5 years ago, talking about how the now thoroughly discredited, hopefully soon to be totally disfunded by lawsuits, the Southern Poverty Law Center, how they were being used by Homeland Security, the FBI, to attack certain political-based groups. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support.
Try bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In this last half hour, I want to talk about what's going on at the border. And I want to talk about the Mueller investigation unraveling. And then one more look at what is happening to our society. All these things are interrelated, of course. But I want to start with this story right here. Because as I began the broadcast talking about how Sir Richard Branson has determined that you should not be allowed to have a car. The guy with his own private islands, and we can talk about what happened on these private islands, his own private jets and submarines and estates and so forth, and his own private race cars. No, you're not going to be allowed to have a car. He wants to ban internal combustion engines. And this is all part of an effort to confine people into the cities and to control you relentlessly, as the mainstream media is out there cheering about the fact that women living under that primitive medieval system we call Islamic states like Saudi Arabia, they have now entered the 21st century. No, no, no. In the 21st century, nobody, including women, are going to own any means of transportation or be allowed to use it. Now, we'll all be treated like the burqa-covered women in Saudi Arabia in the 21st century. No, they just entered the beginning of the 20th century, but they're not going to have very long to enjoy it, quite frankly, because the global tyranny is coming. But as we look at what is being used to push this web of tyranny, of course, it is the climate fear that they're constantly putting out there. And I thought it was kind of funny to see this story on Zero Hedge, a $4 billion Miami mega mall is moving ahead. They're obviously not too concerned about rising sea levels, are they? Put your money where your mouth is. And of course, these billionaires who are constantly virtue signaling to us and telling us we've got to have electric cars and we've got to ban anything else, they're constantly saying we're too stupid to know what's going on. No, actually, we do understand what's going on. And we know that you understand it as well, because you're funding malls. You're pouring all your money at $4 billion into a mall. As I point out, okay, so Miami's going to be underwater in a few years, and malls are collapsing and going out of business anyway. So what's up with this, right? This doesn't make any sense. Well, this is part of a revival of the malls, as they hope it's going to work out. They said it's not going to be about buying things, but about buying experiences. So they're going to try to mimic the Mall of America experience, kind of make it into an amusement park. Well, that might work as long as they don't have a massive Somali community there. That's going to kind of throw a monkey wrench into all of this. But we'll see what happens with that. But certainly they're not worried about the area being submerged by rising sea levels. Nobody in Florida is, are they? I mean, nobody would be buying there. They wouldn't be building massive sky rises if they believed any of that. But they're going to be pushing that on us. As I pointed out, they're just going to outright ban it. If they can't price you out of them, first they're going to try to price you out. They're going to say, well, if you want to drive your car, you like your car, you can keep your car. I'll just charge you $17 a day every day that you drive it. And then they're going to continue to expand that. Then they'll come out with a full out ban. And of course, Richard Branson wants them to do that earlier rather than later. Got to get in there by 2030. Got to have everybody locked into the cities by 2030. That's the drop-dead date for your freedom. Another article that I thought was interesting that I want to get into before I get into the borders was the fact that the Army is spending $500 million to train soldiers to fight underground. This is from military.com. They want to train soldiers to fight underground. Why would they do that? Wouldn't have anything to do with a deep underground military bases, would it? The things that don't exist, the things that are just a conspiracy theory. You know, we have things like a strange earthquake in an area that doesn't have earthquake faults, and when it's at a very shallow level, and when it doesn't have the seismic footprint of a natural earthquake, but it looks like a spike like you would have with a man-made explosion, a nuclear explosion at a very low level. Remember when that happened on the East Coast, close to Washington? And then not too long after that, there was another similar event. Same kind of impulse. When you look at the seismic envelope, it's an impulse. It doesn't ramp up like a natural earthquake. And also done at a level that you typically see man-made things done, not as a deep a level as you would see with a natural earthquake. A lot of people said, hey, you know, maybe something is going on in Washington and with the CIA West headquarters out near Denver. Maybe something is happening with that. You know, because when we look at the underground testing from the North Koreans, we can instantly recognize a nuclear weapon test underground versus an earthquake. And then, of course, the nuclear underground test in North Korea subsequently created an earthquake. And we can tell the difference between the two by looking at the seismic then. But don't look at the seismic envelope in Washington or Denver. No, 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 no. There's nothing happening underground. And there's no deep underground bases. And military.com has an interview with the guy. Says, well, you know, this training circular is being published to provide urgently needed guidance to plan and execute training for units operating in subterranean environments, according to the document. They said small unit training in subterranean environments that was published in November of 2017. They said, though prepared through an urgent development process, it is authorized for immediate implementation. Yeah, we got to get there right away and start training to fight underground in these non-existent bases. Now they say, well, you know, we're going to be fighting in the cities and in the megacities. And of course, there's going to be subways and sewers and megacities. So we got to brush up on all that stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe that's all it is. But then that also begs the question is why they're working so hard to fight in the cities, isn't it? Into developed cities. That was the thing that Joe Biggs and I, we went to that asymmetrical warfare base inside Camp AP Hill. And the lady that was there, you know, it's a place where they go to train. And the lady that was there let us in. And we broadcast that live on the Alex Jones Show. We were there for several hours just walking through this city, a replica of Americana. Because you train to fight where you're going to fight. I mean, look at all the different military training exercises to fight in the cities and so forth. And there's other military bases where they train to fight in suburban and rural areas. It looked just like America. You know, we stood there on the corner of First and Main Street and said, this is kind of creepy that our government is training to fight in our cities. So, I don't know. What do they think is coming? And, now we see that they're fighting underground, but there's no such thing as a deep underground military base. None of that stuff ever happens. All right, we'll look at what is happening at the border. Again, I think President Trump got this exactly right, in a number of ways. Number one, saying that illegal immigrants should be deported with no judges and no court cases. They don't get due process. They're just trespassers. Just throw them out. That's the most humane thing you can do. And yet we have the Mexican president, the guy who will probably be the next president, this guy Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. Or, as he's typically called, AMLO. You know, we got J-Lo, now we got AMLO. this guy is most likely going to be the next president. He is way ahead in the polls, kind of like Mitt Romney, unfortunately. Mitt Romney, the election is tomorrow. The latest poll that came out, hopefully that is a push poll, hopefully it is wrong. Hopefully you people in Utah wake up to who this guy is and don't elect Mitt Romney. But it looks like we're going to be stuck most likely with Mitt Romney or with AMLO. AMLO coming out and saying that the official policy of the Mexican government in the near future is going to be mass immigration to the United States. Oh, as if that's not the official policy right now. As soon as President Trump started talking about perhaps stopping the DACA program, the order from Obama's Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, wasn't even a presidential executive order, certainly is not the law. But as he started to talk about that, all the Mexican embassies, including the one here in Austin, started putting up signs, hey, come here, we'll help you to evade the laws. And so now he's calling for mass immigration to the United States. This is absolutely outrageous. Said, this is a human right that we will defend for all North Americans. Oh, he's going to fit in perfectly with the North American Union crowd, the globalist crowd, the Mitt Romney people. Yeah, a foreign leader, as Michael Snyder puts it,
a foreign leader demanding that we have to take any and all illegal immigrants that show up at our borders. President Trump knew exactly what it was. He called them invaders.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about what is happening with the Mueller investigation, as well as what is happening at the border, with President Trump taking some very decisive action. And I think he has come up with a handle to describe the people at the border. And I'll tell you why I think it's pure genius. I hope he uses it more than just the passing reference that he made
this week. I hope he sticks to that. You know, he's a genius at coming up with a single word label to hang on a situation or on people. And I think he's got it this time. Before we go to the news, I just want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. We have Immune Gargle in all sizes, not just the spray bottle, but the two refill bottles, medium and large bottles. Get all three of those together and you get 50% off of our Immune Gargle spray that has nano silver, very effective at killing both viruses and bacteria. And so that's 50% off now, Immune Gargle and all sizes combo. We also have the Alexa Pure products, both the water purifiers and the air purifiers. You can get those 25% off. And finally, we have our newest product, ExtendoWise. That is now 35% off. And of course, ExtendoWise is a powerful new heart-healthy formula you can find at InfoWarsStore.com. That is now 35% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support and need it. That's what funds this program. As I was saying, we have the presumptive heir to the Mexican throne, the guy known as AMLO. We should just call him the North American Union Socialist because that's what this guy is. Talking about how it's a human right for all North Americans, saying that he is going to aid immigrants to leave their towns and find a new life in the United States. Now, if this was anybody else, it would be mocked mercilessly for telling people as he was about to become president of a country, I'm going to help you get out of this country. And you're going to need to get out of here pretty quickly if I become president. It's going to turn into Venezuela. Well, it is already the second most dangerous place in the world. Thanks to the war on drugs. Thanks to the corrupt government that is there. He says Mexico will not become a piñata for any foreign government. Well, guess what, AMLO? We're not going to become your piñata either. I see all these Trump piñatas everywhere. Well, we're not going to become your piñata. You hope that we will, but it's not. And Michael Schneider pointed out, he said this is a foreign leader demanding that we take anybody that he sends our way. Folks, that is called an invasion. When people come into your country in massive numbers and you have no control over who is coming in or the numbers in which they're migrating, that is nothing other than an invasion. And just to remind you, as he points out here, Tucker Carlson noted on Thursday that this guy, Obrador, or as I prefer to call him, AMLO, has previously proposed granting amnesty to Mexican drug cartels. He's kind of like the people in California. Remember, as soon as President Trump got elected, you had the officials in California saying, we got to purge the lists that we keep here in the California government of drug cartel members because President Trump will deport those people, and we don't want them deported. So, yeah, he's on the same page with California. I hope that California can split into three parts. We can keep the good parts, and the other parts can go with Mexico. But then, of course, we're going to have a good border to keep the Californians out. America is now Mexico's social safety net, said Tucker Carlson, and that's a good deal for the Mexican ruling class. But, of course, it's not just Mexico. It's also Honduras, where the mother who kidnapped the two-year-old toddler from the father and brought him here, that poster child that we talked about last week, the lying Time magazine cover that they had. She took $6,000 and the toddler without the husband's permission. He said, I thought that was reckless. I would never endanger my life, let alone my daughter's life that way, but she did. And then Honduras, the newspaper there is featuring a political cartoon with the title Nation of Immigrants that shows the Statue of Liberty using her flame to burn an immigrant. Yeah, that's the kind of hatred that they, you know, that's one of the reasons, folks, why they're giving free college tuition to foreign citizens who criminally trespass the United States. All these blue state governors, they don't want to give you a discount. And, you know, if you're out of state, you're going to pay out of state tuition rates. The people who are American citizens who've grown up there, their parents have paid taxes all their lives, they will have to pay tuition. It'll be an in-state tuition, but it'll be a little bit less than that. But of course, if you are a foreigner coming here illegally, thumbing your nose at the American border, you are a prime candidate. You're the kind of person that they want to educate in the schools because you have to understand the schools are about training you to hate America. That's what they do to our kids. We send our kids to these schools, especially the ones in the Northeast, and they train you to hate America, hate Western civilization, hate Christianity, hate white people, and on and on and on. Well, these people come here, they already do to a large extent, so they are perfect for a scholarship to get their postgraduate degree in hatred of America. And that's why they're giving them free college tuition. They're also going to be great little voters for them. You know, when we look at this and this story of the people that were just rescued by those horrible people, the Border Patrol agents that are being demonized everywhere, they rescued an underage pregnant girl, a one-year-old child, 57 migrants rescued in the Arizona desert, not by Hollywood celebrities, no, not by a hateful restaurant owner. No, they were rescued by the Border Patrol. 36 minors and 21 adult migrants, many in the group required medical attention for exposure to the heat and dehydration because the temperatures there are reaching 108 degrees there in the desert. And as the Tucson Border Patrol was saying, summer is an especially dangerous time to be stranded in Arizona's desert. But of course, that's not a problem for the Honduran mother who brought the toddler, who was never separated from her, by the way, brought her here, kidnapped her from the father, paid $6,000 to human traffickers, came across the border. This is what we're seeing over and over again. President Trump is saying no judges, no court cases. These people are, wait for it, invaders. That's right. It is an invasion. They are invaders. And that's the way that President Trump should refer to them from here on out. Not as children, not as families. Yes, let's unify the families. Let's get the families back together in their home country. And even better yet, rather than bringing them here, letting them come in and deporting them, whether or not we have judges or court cases, because the judicial system is going to try to weave its way into this, let's keep them from coming into the country in the first place. They are invaders. Can we not use the Department of Defense to defend our borders from invaders? President Trump is exactly right. Exactly right. We cannot allow these people to invade our country. When somebody comes in, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, bring them back from where they came, said President Trump. Exactly right. And as a corollary to that, look at what's going on as you have the people migrating out of that slave market and arms bazaar Libya that was created by Hillary Clinton into Europe, coming into Italy for the most part. All I have to do is get offshore a little bit. And then you got the George Soros NGOs picking them up and transporting them the rest of the way to Italy rather than taking them back to where they came from. And the Italian government has said, that's enough of that. We're not going to be used like that anymore. And so the question is, why won't we use the military to do that? The Pentagon is now looking at temporary camps for immigrants at two bases. They want to reunite the parents who violated the law, who endangered their children's lives. They want to reunite them together and hold them for who knows what. I mean, we're going to have trials or something there. The details are being worked out, said Secretary of Defense Mattis, about exactly how much capacity they need at the two bases and what other kinds of facilities they need built. Built. Let's understand, built. Can't build the wall. No, we're going to build housing on military bases for the people who come across the borders that don't have walls. What is going on? What kind of Kafkaesque insanity is this in Washington, in the White House, in this administration? We didn't vote for President Trump. We didn't say, build the housing. No, we said, build the wall. And if you can house them on a military base, why can't you use the military to keep them from coming into the country in the first place? So the judiciary can't get their hands on them and play those games. And that's the bottom line. The documents estimate that the Navy is going to spend $233 million to run a facility for 25,000 over a six-month period. They said they're also looking at three abandoned airfields in Alabama, 47,000 people at a facility near San Francisco, another 47,000 at a training center in Southern California. Can we not stop the invaders? Can we not use the military to stop the invaders? Build the wall out of the military budget to defend our borders rather than going into other countries to overthrow their governments. That's the reason that they're bringing them in. That's the reason the Mexican president says they have a right to come in. He's working with the globalists to try to overthrow the American government. They want to create a North American Union. They even had the papers. It was actually Ted Cruz's wife was part of that group strategizing how they could use Department of Homeland Security to patrol the border around all three countries. Well, that's it for today's program. Thank you for joining me.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.